I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fear and hope collide as the final United States troops leave Afghanistan. ISIS fighters are joining the Taliban, ignoring their differences until all infidels are caught, tortured, and killed. Afghan Christians are hiding for now, but they want to stay and reach their neighbors for Christ in spite of the risk. We've disguised the voice of Reza from Global Catalytic Ministries.
Believers on the ground are running for their lives. They're literally running into the mountains and the hills. It's kind of ironic. The places where the Taliban were hiding all these years, they've come out, and now the believers are going to those places.
Between now and September 11th, Global Catalytic Ministries is raising emergency funds to supply Afghan believers and ministry partners with food, water, and shelter. You can help at missionnews.org. And the mortar and pestle, an ancient tool used for crushing spices and nuts, has become a symbol of protest in Algeria. George McKean from Sat7 explains.
They were using it in the demonstrations just to make noise and to revive people. So people started to, those who are against the movement, they said that this is the noise of the church bells, and this is why Christians are not national, not part of the nation.
However, many Muslims defended Christians against this accusation. They pointed out that Christians, too, want a better Algeria with less government corruption. Those in power have reason to turn Algerians against each other. These protests forced the former president to step down in 2019.
These people are upset because they are not sure about their future. They are not sure about enough employment for them or not.
As a sound like church bells rings over Algeria, ask God to build his kingdom and bring many people to the love of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.